Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Yuma Daf Mem Hey. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 7 lines from the top of Daf Mem Hey. We continue with quotes from the Mishnah that we saw back on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Bechol Yoim Makriv Pras Shachris V'chulei. The Mishnah mentioned that every day the Torah's offering measured a half a mona, that's a pras, pras means a half, in the morning, v'chulei, etc., v'chol yoim, hoysodako, v'ayoim, dako, minadako, and this is the point that the Gemara is going to focus on, and on a daily basis, the Torah's, the incense offering, was described as dako, means finely ground, and on Yom Kippur, it was described as dako, minadako, exceptionally finely ground. The Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Daka. This is a reference to Yom Kippur, where you have in Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, it says, K'turis Samim Daka. Ma Talmud Lomar. Why does the Torah say that the incense on Yom Kippur was finely ground? Valo Kvar Nemar. It already says elsewhere in Sefer Shmois Perek Lamed regarding the preparation of the incense. It says Bishochato Mimeno Hodek. Hodek is from the word Daka, that it is to be finely ground. So why do you have to repeat that in the context of Yom Kippur? Elo Lahavi Daka Min Hadaka. In fact, the Yom Kippur reference to finely ground is in addition to the need for finely ground during the rest of the year. There was a daily Torah offering that was made of finely ground incense, and the Yom Kippur, special Yom Kippur Torah incense, was ground a second time. In other words, an additional time to make it exceptionally finely ground. B'chol Yom Koyanim Oilim B'Mizrachu Shokevesh. On a daily basis, when a Koyin was going to ascend the Mizbeach, he would ascend on the ramp. We have a little diagram to the side of the Gemara where you can see the ramp is positioned in the southern part of the Mizbeach, and he's walking in a northerly direction. The Mishnah says that on a daily basis, a Kohen would walk along the eastern edge of the ramp, and the Gemara now elaborates why along the eastern edge of the ramp. The Omamor Kopino Shata Poine. All turns that you make when you have to turn in a particular direction in the Beis HaMikdash, so lo yu elo derech yamin lemizrach, you shall make a right turn which will have you going in an easterly direction. So we want to have the Kohen who has to turn toward the east, we want him to be closest to that point on the ramp. Hence he goes up on the eastern edge of the ramp, because he's going to have to make a right turn, which is a right turn having him walk easterly at that point. V'hayom oyla be'emsa v'yori be'emsa, the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, though he walks up the middle of the ramp and descends down the middle. My taima, what's the reason for this? Mishum kvoidoi de Kohen Gadol. This is an expression or a demonstration of honor accorded to the Kohen Gadol. He walks down the middle, so to speak. It was a sign of being in command or in control, being the leader, as you would expect for a top official to be able to walk down, up the middle. B'chol yoim Kohen Gadol mekadesh yodav raglav min akior. on a daily basis, the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, the sanctification, it has to do with the washing or the pouring of water over his hands, his arms and legs. This was done from the tank of water that stood in the temple courtyard, and that tank was called the Kior. And on Yom Kippur, though, the Kohen Gadol would do his Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim from a special Kitoin Shel Zov, a special flask containing water just for the Kohen Gadol. And this was Mai Taima Mishum Kvoidoi Shel Kohen Gadol, because of according honor to him that he has this special golden vessel for this purpose. B'chol Yoim Hoyu Shom Arba Marachos. Our Mishnah cited a number of opinions on the topic of number of fireplaces on the top of the Mizbeach, and it's, as far as the Mishnah is concerned, so we were presented with three opinions, starting with that of Rabbi Meir, who mentioned that on a daily basis there were four fireplaces, and on Yom Kippur an additional one, making a total of five. And the reason for an additional Yom Kippur fireplace, that is because the that fireplace provided the coals for the special Yom Kippur incense offering. In this source, we have on the side of the Gemara, we have a Nosei Mivneh heading, a topic heading and structural note, and also an indication that this discussion goes till Omid Beis. Machlokas Tanoim Kama Marochas Hoyu Al HaMizbeach, a Tanaic controversy as to how many fireplaces there were. The double underline highlights the expression Bechol Yoim, on the every day, and the triangle will highlight the expression V'Hayom, a reference to Yom Kippur. So first we read the source, afterwards we'll then introduce the diamond marking that appears later. The Gemara, Tonu Rabbanan, B'chol Yoim Hoyu Shtayim Marochos, Vayom Shalosh. On a daily basis there were two fireplaces, and on Yom Kippur there was a third fireplace established at the top of the Mizbeach. What are the three fireplaces? Achas Marocha Gedoilo, V'achas Marocha Shnir Shokturas. One was the main fireplace for the offering of sacrifices and limbs and innards of sacrifices and meal offerings as well, and the other fireplace was for producing coals for the daily incense offering, the achas, and a third fireplace, Shemosifin Boi Bayom, that was added for Yom Kippur, for producing coals for the Yom Kippur Ktores offering that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Holy of Holies. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda represents the opinion that says 2-3. Rabbi Yossi Omer B'chol Yom Shalosh V'Yom Arba. Well, he increases the daily fireplace by one. So Achas Shel Maroch Gedoilo, Achas Shel Maroch Shnei Shekteres. So far, those are the same. V'Achas Shel Kiyum Ho'esh. This is the new fireplace that Rabbi Yossi adds. Kiyum Ho'esh. Rashi explains the upper part of the page. If the fire of the main fireplace is not burning with intensity, so more fire is added from this fireplace called Kiyumoesh. And finally, the fourth one, the Achas Shemosifin Bo Bayom, the Yom Kippur fireplace. Rabbi Meir Omer, B'chol Yoim Arba V'yom Chomesh, Achas Shel Maroch Gedoila V'achas Shel Maroch Shnir Shokteres V'achas Shel Kiyum Ho'esh. And here's his new daily one, V'achas Le'ivor Mufdorim Shelo Nesaklu Mibo Erev. And the fifth one is V'achas Shemosifin Bo V'yom, the Yom Kippur fireplace. Now the fourth one was reserved for limbs of sacrifices that were not consumed by day, so or not consumed by day and by night. So those limbs had a special fireplace for their ultimate burning. Rashi says, Shalonis Aklu, Shalonitnu al Hamarocha. These are limbs that were on the top of the Mizbeach, but they weren't placed in the main fireplace. oy nitnu v'lo espiku l'sakel, or they were placed there, but they weren't consumed. So they will be put in this fourth special fireplace. As we go on, we notice a diamond marking, and on the side we noted chipus hamakoros l'chol maroch l'fi ashitas, a search for sources for each type of fireplace according to the respective opinions. Chelik mem havin l'kuliyama, some of them are fireplaces that everyone agrees with, so that as you can see, everyone had a Maroch Gedoyla, and everyone had a Maroch Shnei Shoktaras, and everyone has a special Yom Kippur fireplace. Let's go over the sources now. The Kulei Almo Mias, everyone agrees, Tarti Islu, that there were two basic fireplaces. Minolon, from where do they know that? Omar Kroh. The Pasuk says, and this is from Vayikra Perek Vav Pasuk Beis, a Pasuk dealing with the daily Mizbeach, daily fireplace. It says, "He ha'oilo al moikdo al hamizbeach kol halaylo." The word moikdo is a reference to fire. So, zu marocha gedola, that's a reference to the main fireplace. V'eish hamizbeach tukad boy, zu marocha shnia shokturas. That verse is a reference to the second Ktoras fireplace. The fireplace produced the coals for the daily Ktoras offering. Rabbi Yossi, he had his third daily fireplace, Kiyum Ho'esh Minole. What is his source for that Kiyum Ho'esh fireplace? Nafgale, he learns it from Pasuk Hey, Mi V'ho'esh Al Hamizbeach Tukad Boi. Rabbi Huda, what does he do with that Pasuk? Hahu Lahatzosas Al Yisa Hu Da'asa. He learns from Ve'esh al Mizbeach Tukabo, means that one is to light the kindling. Al Yisrael is the kindling, very fine twigs that are used to start a fire. That kindling is lit on the top of the Mizbeach. Desanya. Hoya Reb Yuda Omer, Minayin Latzosas Al Yisrael Shalotehei Elo Barosh Shal Mizbeach. From where do you know that the lighting of the kindling shall take place only at the top of the Mizbeach, nowhere else? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, and this is the Pasuk we just cited, Vo'esh al Mizbeach Tukad Bo, that was Pasuk Hey. Omer Rav Yossi, Minayin Sha'ose Maroch L'Kiyum Ho'esh, and here we dashed underline this is what's unique to Rav Yossi. He added this fireplace for Kiyum Ha'esh, Talmud Lomar, from where does he know that? Vo'esh al hamizbeach tukad bo. From that same Pasuk. Rav Yossi also sali sominole. Now we turn to Rav Yossi. Where does he learn that the lighting of the kindling shall take place at the top of the Mizbeach, and not to light it on the floor of the Azorah and carry it up? Nafgale, he learns it. Mehecha de Nafgale, the Rebbe Shimon. Rav Yossi will have as his source the same source that Rebbe Shimon learns this from. And we'll see the Pasuk Venosnu Bnei Aaron in the upcoming source, Desanya. Now, in this source, you'll see a house marking highlighting the expression Shalot Tehei, and on the side of the Gemara, these are Shnei Deos Ma Loim De Me'aposik V'Nosnu Bnei Aaron Akein Eish Ala Mizbeach. So right now we're dealing with the issue of the Hatzosas Al Yisrael Barosh Hashem Mizbeach. Desanyo V'Nosnu Bnei Aaron Akein Eish Ala Mizbeach Limeid al hatzosas al yisa shalotehe elo b'koyin kosher b'klishores divrei Rebbe Yehuda. This teaches us that the igniting, the hatzosas, the igniting of the alias of the kindling shall be done only by a proper, an eligible koyin, and klishores means while he is wearing his big day kahuna. That is Rebbe Yehuda's opinion. That, in other words, that's what we learned from this pasuk. Now, we did encounter Reb Yuda before, and as far as that the lighting of the kindling shall be at the top of the Mizbeach, that he learned it from Vo'esh al HaMezbech to Kadboi. So here in this source where Rabbi Yudah is learning from the Pasuk, the Nosim Be'Aron, so he has something else that he learns from it, that it must be done by a Kohen Kosher and while he's wearing his Big Day Kahuna. Omar Loi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, upon hearing Rabbi Yudah's point, says, V'chital al daitcha shezakor v'lugabi mizbeach. Would you think that a non-Kohen is going to walk up to the top of the Mizbeach? Do you need a Pasuk to tell us that it has to be a Kohen wearing the Big Day Kahuna? That's obvious. Once we know that he's going on to the Mizbech, the Pasuk says, V'nosu b'nei Aaron a Kohen eish al Mizbech, so of course it's a Kohen and it's not going to be someone else. So, Elo Limeid, so Rabbi Shimon says, this Pasuk teaches me, Al Hatzosis al Yisa Shalotehei Elo Baroshe Shel Mizbech. And we dashed underline this because this is the reason we're bringing the source in, to show us Rabbi Shimon's source for igniting the kindling only on the top of the Mizbeach. Well, what does Rabbi Yehuda say about Rabbi Shimon's point? In other words, is there really a need to tell me that a Kohen is the one to do this? For Rabbi Yehuda, he says, yeah. Ime hosam, had I relied just on my original pasuk, v'eish al Mizbeach tukad boi, have amina, I would have thought that you can like have your cake and eat it too, so to speak. You can have a czar doing it, and the kindling is really on the top of the mizbech at the same time. How is that? Koi a'ara, the czar, the non-kohen, would be standing on the ground. The ovid bin mepucha, and he would be using a bellows to fuel the, to light the kindling at the top of the mizbech. In other words, the kindling was placed, could have been placed there in some other way, other than the czar going there. The kindling was placed on the czar while standing on the ground, would be fanning the kindling. So, komash malon, therefore I need Pasuk Zion of Venos Be'aron HaKoyin to exclude that scenario. V'Rebbe Meir, Eivor Mufdorim Shalim Sakul Mubair of Menolei, Rebbe Meir, he was the Dea that had four daily fireplaces, and he was adding this fireplace for the limbs and innards of sacrifices that that weren't consumed in the main fireplace through the night, or that they didn't have a chance to put in there. So where does he know Menole? Where does he learn about this special fourth fireplace? Nafka Mele mi v'esh, the vav in the pasuk clues him into this. The Rabbanon Vav Lo Dashi, the Rabbanon don't see anything special in the letter Vav to require us to darshan and add another fireplace. The Vav is not significant enough for that purpose. Rabbanon Eivor Mufdom Shel Sag B'Erev My Ovid Lahu, the Rabbanon, what did they do with these limbs? These are limbs that were not consumed overnight. They weren't totally consumed. So what do they do with those limbs? Answer, Mahader Luhu Lumarocha Gedolo. So they're put back into the main fireplace. No special fireplace, but back into the main fireplace. Desanyo Minayin Levorm of Dom Shalosaku Berev. From where do we know that regarding these limbs that were not consumed through the night, shesoidron al gabi mizbeach, that they're set up on the altar in the main fireplace, v'imein machzikon, and if for whatever reason there isn't, it doesn't hold it, there's not enough room, so you, in the meantime, you take these limbs, shesoidron al hakevesh or al gabi soivev, that you can line them up on the ramp or on the ledge called the sove running around the upper third of the mizbeach, ad shi'asim aruch gedol v'sojron, until he has enough time to make a main fireplace and put them in there. Tamud lomar asher toichal ho'esh es ha'oilo al ha'mizbeach. So Rashi says at the top, asher toichal es ha'oilo im eino inin l'tchilosa, if you don't need this pasuk for the initial burning, Toksiv ha'oilo al mokta, that the oil is placed on a fireplace, Teneu le'inyan sofa. So we relate this pasuk to what happens at the end, meaning if you have ola limbs that weren't consumed through the night, then this is what you do with it. But they're put back, eventually they're put back into the main fireplace. Rabbi Meir ikuli oilo atomasi, Rabbi Meir, who had a special fireplace for the Avarim, for these Avarim, what does he do with this Pasuk Asher Toichal Oish Al Esa Oila? So he says, Ikule Oila Atamachsir, V'Atamachsir Ikule K'toires. Ikule is a word meaning consumed. In other words, limbs that started burning and jumped out of the fire. So those animal limbs, those you put back into the fire. However, when it comes to the ketores, which was the incense offering, if you had pieces of incense, let's say, that jumped out of the fire, so that you don't restore, you don't put back into the fire. Tani Rav Chananya Bar Minyumi B'debei Rav Elozer Ben Yankov. Rav Chananya in the yeshiva of Rav Elozer teaches the following source, Asher Toichal Oish Esa Oilo Al HaMizbeach. That's the pasuk we quoted. And we learn from this, ikulei oila tamachsir, limbs of an ola you would that weren't completely burnt, you put back into the fire. V'atamachsir ikulei ketores. However, pieces of incense you don't put back into the fire. The kulei almom, yes, another diamond. This ties us back into the seeking out of sources. Everyone agrees. Moisifin boy bayoim is lehu, and a special Yom Kippur fireplace is added. Menolu, where is this learned from? Answer, Nafkaluhu mi viho esh. This is Vayikra Vav Posuk Hey. The word viho esh appears, and Vafilu Laman Dolo Dorish Vav, even according to the Rabbanan that we saw that don't darshan the Vav, we saw this on Omid Aleph, Vav Hey Dorish. This Posuk has two letters. It doesn't just say Esh, it says Viho Esh. The Vav and the Hey clue them into this idea that you need a special Yom Kippur coal-producing fireplace. Esh Tamid Lamai Osa. This is a reference to Pasuk Vav. The Pasuk says Esh Tamid Tukad Al HaMizbeach, and the word Tukad was a reference to a fireplace. And since we've been darshaning Mokda and these words referring to fireplaces, we want to know, what do we learn from this Pasuk? So, mi boy ale lichidisanyo. I need Pasuk Vav Esh Tamid Tukad Al HaMizbeach Lo Sichbeh for the following Tanaic source. So you can see this source is a rather long source. And on the side of the Gemara, under our topic heading, the Nosei, we've written Minayin de Esh, three kinds of fires. The fire of the Ketores de Chol Yom, the daily incense offering fire, Machta de Yom Kippurim, the coals for Yom Kippur, and Shel Menorah, the fuel for the menorah, Kulam Nilkichu Mi Mizbeach Achitzon, that the fire used for all of these are taken from the outer, the courtyard Mizbeach. And when we say the courtyard Mizbeach, this is from there, as opposed to taking fire from the golden Mizbeach that stood in the Heichal. So we continue our source. We're looking for sources for all of these things. Eish tomi tukad al Mizbeach lo sichbe. Limeid al marocho shnio shoktores. This teaches us about the need for a second fireplace producing coals for the daily incense offering. Shalotei elo al hamizbeach achitzon. That fireplace must be on the outer altar. Eish machta umenorah minayin. How about the fire for the machta, the pan of Yom Kippur, and the menorah, the candelabra in the heichal? From where do we know that the fire is taken from the outside mizbeach? The Gemara answers, V'din hu. We can learn it through the following method. Nemra Eish b'ktores, V'nemra Eish b'machto u'menorah. The word Eish appears with regard to the ktores, we already proved is from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and the word Eish appears in the context of the machto, the menorah. Ma lahalon, just like by the ktores al Mizbeach HaChitzon, the fire is located on the outer altar, afkan al Mizbeach HaChitzon. So too, here, with regard to the machta and the menorah, it's from the outer altar. Or possibly there's another approach to take, that will have a different conclusion. Nemro esh b'k'toris v'nemro esh b'machto menorah. The word esh you find by the k'toris, and you find the word esh by the machto menorah. That so far is the same as we saw before. However, ma'la halon b'somuchlo af machto menorah b'somuchlo. Just like in the case of the k'toris was burnt on the golden altar in the Heichal. So we know it came from the outer Mizbech, but that outer Mizbech is next to, in other words, is one step away from its goal to get onto the inner Mizbech. So just like the K'toris fire is one step away, so too the Machta Menorah should be taken from fire one step away. Well, what's one step away with regard to the Yom Kippur offering, or the menorah? Well, that was the golden altar that was located inside the Heichal. Where was the menorah? The menorah was inside the Heichal. Right next to that was the golden altar. The machto was used to bring into the Heichal. Well, right next to that is the golden altar. So maybe, through this word comparison, we will maintain a comparison. The idea being, take the fire from that which is one step away. But the result will be that the machto menorah fire will come from the inner golden altar. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, we have a posuk to settle this matter. Eish tamid tukar al hamizbech lo yisichbeh. That posuk, when it says al hamizbech, that's the outer mizbech. And we learn as follows. Eish tamid she'amarti loch, the permanent fire. The term tamid means a constant or regular or permanent fire. That is a key word, or clues you into the menorah, where the posuk says lahalois ner tamid. That's by the menorah. So in the posuk dealing with the mizbeach hachitzon, you see a hint to the menorah, because the word tamid appears by the mizbeach hachitzon, courtyard mizbeach. So that eish that I said regarding the menorah, lote elo berosho shel mizbeach hachitzon, it must come from the outer courtyard, the courtyard mizbeach. Lamadnu eish l'menorah. So this is conclusive with regard to the fire for the menorah, the word tamid being associated with the menorah. Eish l'machto minayim. Well, what about the fire for the Yom Kippur incense? Fedin hu. Again, let's try a certain type of logical approach through word comparison. Nemra eish b'machto, v'nemra eish b'menorah. The word eish appears in these two cases. Ma lahalon, just like by the menorah al gabi mizbeach achitzon, afkan al gab al mizbeach achitzon, just like we prove that the menorah fire comes from the courtyard mizbeach, so let the Yom Kippur coal fire come from the outside, the courtyard mizbeach. Oik lach le derav zu, or possibly go in this other direction. Nemra eish b'k'toris v'nemra eish b'machto. You find the eish in the context of the k'toris. Now, here, this is a little different than that which we saw two lines ago, before we were citing the similarity between the machto and the menorah. Here, we're going to compare the machto to the eish of the k'toris. So, and the eish of the k'toris is a reference to the daily fire. Ma lahalon, we know by the k'toris, b'samuchlo, it was from a source one step away. The k'toris was burnt on the golden altar, so the fire was taken one step away, meaning from the courtyard altar. Afkan, so too with regard to the machta, the Yom Kippur incense fire, b'samuchlo. Well, what's samuchlo with regard to the Yom Kippur incense? The Yom Kippur incense was done in the inner sanctum, the Holy of Holies, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. One step away from that was the inner mizbeach. So maybe machta fire comes from the mizbeach ha-pnimi. Talmud Lomar. Well, there's a posuk by Yom Kippur, and it says, "V'lokach meloi hamachto gachalei esh me'al hamizbeach milifnei Hashem." In this posuk, we see the term hamizbeach milifnei Hashem, and this tells us, "Ezu mizbeach shemiktsos lifnei Hashem ve'inkul lifnei Hashem." Milifnei Hashem indicates a mizbeach that was partially lifnei Hashem. Now, the term, the reference to Hashem, is a reference to, if you will, the Heichal that contained the Holy Ark and the Ten Commandments, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which Mizbeach was only partially there, and not completely there. You see, that's the courtyard mizbeach, as opposed to the golden mizbeach. That was completely lifnei Hashem, not something you would describe as mi lifnei Hashem. So, from this pasuk, I see that the machta, which is the Yom Kippur coals, is taken from the courtyard mizbeach. The itzrich lemichtav me'al hamizbeach, the itzrich lemichtav mi lifnei Hashem. The two expressions are necessary. De'i kosav rachmona me'al mizbeach. If I would have told you that the machta fire comes merely me'al mizbeach, from the top of the altar, have amino my mizbeach mizbeach pnimi, I would have thought that mizbeach means the golden inner altar. Kosav rachmona milifnei Hashem. So therefore, I need the expression of Hashem to get me out into the courtyard. De'i kosav rachmona milifnei Hashem. And had I had just that phrase, have amino Dafko milifnei Hashem, I would have thought that the fire is to be taken from a part of the courtyard altar that is opposite the entrance to the Heichal. The Mizbech was much wider than the entrance way to the Heichal. So had I had milifnei Hashem, I would have thought that the fire from the courtyard altar has to be taken from a point on the altar that's literally opposite the more narrow opening to the Heichal. Avol, we continue at the top of Mem Vav Omer Aleph. Avol mehai gisa mehai gisa emolo. But from one side or the other side of the entranceway, it would not be acceptable. Tzricha. Therefore, I have the expression of me'al ham mizbeach to tell me, as long as it's on any part of the mizbeach, it's still considered acceptable. Being that it's from the courtyard mizbeach, which is a mizbeach that's partially lifnei Hashem, insofar as that it is opposite the entrance to the Heichal, but it's also wider than that. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.